I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Team Impact pairs college athletes with children with chronic or life-threatening illnesses to the benefit of both. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Maybe the Cardinals will win another World Series. Maybe they won't. But if there is a culinary competition among ballparks, I'm giving St. Louis the edge. Look at this postseason menu.
Two varieties of grilled cheese. Something called a pecan bacon dog, which is not like bacon dog with pecans on it, but the pecan wood is what's used to smoke the bacon. And also a variety of gourmet hot chocolate and apple cider cocktails. Hot cider and rum. Are you going to be subverbal for the rest of our segment?
Because
this will go very fast.
It's a real danger. While the appeal of his 211-game suspension is still ongoing, Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez has filed suit against Major League Baseball for interfering with his contracts and business relationships. This suit alleges, among other things, that MLB paid Biogenesis founder Anthony Bosch $5 million in order to help force Rodriguez out of the game. Does this sound like a plausible action to you?
It sounds like Rodriguez's case against Major League Baseball is more than a little bit plausible. I didn't think the price that this guy Bosch would command would be quite that high. The discovery process, again, will be very interesting here. I don't expect Alex Rodriguez to have an ounce of sympathy from anyone anywhere, but it will proceed forward.
So this doesn't seem to you like you're suing me, so I'm going to sue you.
That's part of it, too, I think. But I do think there was an organized campaign to run him out of baseball.
Charlie, when the NFL settled the lawsuit brought by more than 4,500 former players, you worried that the public would never be privy to what concussion research the NFL hid in previous decades. Has what you've seen of the recently published book League of Denial or any of the other investigative reporting that's come out lately led you to change your mind?
Yeah, because that's the only way it's going to happen. I mean, it's obviously not going to come out through the legal system now. It has to come out through the other various watchdogs we have in society, and investigative journalism is the primary one of those.
More than 200,000 people have signed a petition urging Congress to strip the NFL of its status as a nonprofit organization. I bet there's a lot of people who didn't know it had that status. Anyway, how many more signatures before our representatives are likely to act on that matter?
Oh, I think years and years and years, but it's disgraceful. And I was one of the people who didn't realize this. Apparently, professional football was designated as a nonprofit back in 1966. This is the most egregious and horrible example of sports welfare that I can possibly think of, and anybody with a conscience should vote for this bill and strip this exemption.
All I can say is if I ever get to be the head of a nonprofit, I want it to be the one that pays its head $30 million
yeah. No wonder they don't make a profit.
It's much too early to guess which teams will play in the Super Bowl, but maybe we've reached the point in the NFL season where we can identify teams that are self-destructing in various ways. Would you put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the top of that list?
Right at the top of the list. They cut Josh Freeman, who was a sort of an ineffective quarterback, as though it was his fault. They seem to be rebelling against the coach. The locker room has been divided, and they're not a very talented team, so that's going to spell a very long year in Tampa, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I was going to say, on top of all those other things, they haven't won any games this season.
They can't win any games, right. Exactly.
The annual parade of the Zambonis has come and gone.
It has.
Yes, it has. And so, what icy thoughts can you share with us as we begin a full 82-game NHL regular season?
I think the Chicago Blackhawks are even money to be the Stanley Cup champions again. I think they will be challenged mostly in their division by the St. Louis Blues, who should have been better than they performed the last couple of seasons.
The only reason I don't think the Blackhawks are going to win again is because all the experts think they're going to win again.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert, so you can...
Montreal's George Parros suffered a concussion earlier this week when he fell face first onto the ice during a fight with Toronto's Colton Orr. This has led many to wonder again if it's time to reconsider again the banning of fighting in hockey. What do you think?
It's starting to percolate up to management. Steve Yzerman said that anybody involved in a fight should get a game misconduct. I mean, you are already making rules changes to prevent head injuries. This would seem to be an obvious one.
I don't know what it means to win by 7 wickets in a canter, but I'm wondering if you'd like to offer a tip of the Only a Game hat to the cricket team from Afghanistan anyway.
I'd like to offer a tip of the hat to the cricket team from Afghanistan just for being alive and being able to compete. They've qualified for the Cricket World Cup for the first time, which is a great thing. I don't know how they did it. The box score, such as it is, makes no sense to me, but apparently they won and Kenya lost, and now they get to go to the World Cup, and good for them.
And you know what? We will get some emails from people offering to give you a tutorial on cricket.
Well, for example, Afghanistan bowled out Kenya for 93 runs in 43.3 overs, with spinners Hamza Hotek, Mohammad Nabi, and Karim Sadiq sharing 7 wickets. Nabi then scored an unbeaten 46 off 42 balls and hit the winning boundary as Afghanistan raced to a triumphant 96-3 in over 20.5 overs. And then we all got together and flew to the moon. And do you have any idea what I just said?
Not a single mention of left silly leg. I'm missing that. I was under the impression that hockey is tantamount to a religion in Canada, Charlie. So how are we to explain the defacing of two brand new statues of Wayne Gretzky early this week in Brantford, Ontario?
I have no idea. I don't understand what kind of Canadian would do this. I suspect the fine hand of Americans in this.
Somebody snuck across the board.
Absolutely, with some spray paint.
And finally, Charlie, LSU football coach Les Miles has come up with a way to combat the noise that Mississippi State fans make at home games. And the secret weapon is?
More cowbell!
For fans of Saturday Night Live.
I need more cowbell! Yeah, Mississippi State does this whole cowbell thing. And if you look at some of the pictures of them, some of these cowbells are like industrial-strength cowbells. They have massive handles on them, and you can really shake them.
You could be hurt.
So Les Miles is like piping in more cowbell. Because you know what? Les Miles puts on his pants one leg at a time, but when he does, he almost wins national titles.
Another Saturday Night Live reference, and there can't be too many of them. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Thank you, Charlie.
I got the fever, Bill!